Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. A state panel rejected challenges that sought to disqualify two candidates for a Northwest Iowa House seat from the June primary. Republicans Noah Wiesler of Sioux City and Travis Sitzman of Lamars are running for the seat in the June primary in District 13. The Secretary of State's office received challenges alleging neither candidate was qualified to run because they don't live in the district. The state objection panel rejected those claims and cited both the Iowa Constitution and state law. State Auditor Rob Sand is one of the three members of the state objection panel.
Well, the law says you've only got to be in the district 60 days before the general election. A lot of folks aren't aware of that and would assume that as soon as you declare, you've got to be there. So it's not an uncommon objection.
Candidates for the Iowa legislature do have to be Iowa residents for at least a year before the general election, but only have to live in the district they're running in for 60 days before the election. Iowa candidates for the U.S. House of Representatives have to be Iowa residents, but they do not have to live in the congressional district they seek to represent. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors took bids on four culvert projects yesterday. The low bids for all four came from the same contractor, Richards Construction of Sac City. They competed with nine other bidders on these projects. The work involves removal of old steel frame bridges and replacing them with concrete culverts. The four low bids were between $151,000 and $177,000, and all were below the engineer's estimates for each. The work will be done this summer. It is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Iowa, highlighting the importance of being aware of and prepared for severe weather. Today, your weather radio will sound starting at 10 a.m. for the statewide tornado drill. That'll be during the weekly NOAA weather radio test that sounds weather alert tones at this time and will include mock watch and warning alerts. It also is an ideal time to review your family's emergency plan, check the contents of your emergency kit, and sign up to receive alerts to stay weather aware. The Iowa Senate gave approval to a bill that makes changes in the state's area education agencies, raising teacher pay and increasing general state education spending. Governor Reynolds says she'll sign the package into law. The starting salary for teachers will rise to $50,000 within 2 years. There are raises for paraeducators along with a 2.5% increase in the state's per pupil spending for public school students, as well as the thousands of private school students who will get state-funded education savings accounts this fall. Republican Senator Lynn Evans, a former superintendent of schools from Aurelia, added up the additional spending in the bill.
So when you look at this in its totality, $180 million. That is a commitment.
Governor Reynolds proposed a major overhaul of AEAs in January, but the legislature's plan does not go as far as the governor's. It does shift AEA oversight to the Iowa Department of Education. Schools eventually will have the authority to spend funding for special education, teacher prep, and other services outside of the AEA system. Iowa House Republicans are proposing a constitutional amendment to set a higher threshold for any future state income tax hike. If Iowa voters approve the change, 2/3 of the members of the Iowa legislature would have to vote to raise the state income tax on individuals or corporations. Democrats say the proposal would give veto power to 16 of 50 senators and 34 of the 100 state representatives and hamstring the ability of Iowa General Assemblies to respond to conditions in the future. Republican Representative Bobby Kaufman of Wilton said California and other states led by Democrats have similar policies in place for decades, and the dystopian future Iowa Democrats described did not happen. A similar resolution to require a supermajority vote on future income tax hikes has been introduced in the Iowa Senate. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.